Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and I'd like you to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll talk about what you'd like to talk about. But I thought we'd maybe get started this evening talking about the one-party system that really has taken over the political process in America. Now, we're told, of course, that we have the Republicans and the Democrats, and there are a lot of good people who are totally dedicated to the Republican concept of limiting the power of government and cutting back the government's influence over our lives. And then, of course, there are many dedicated Democrats who believe that we need to have an all-powerful government to provide for the people. After all, certainly people work hard all during their lives. They're entitled to be looked after and to be provided for. And we do have a Social Security system, and we have a Medicare system, and everybody needs health care insurance of one form or another. Why shouldn't the government provide that for us? And so basically we have these two philosophies, one based upon limiting the power of government, the other based upon expanding the power of government. At least theoretically, that is the difference between the two political parties. The only question is there any truth at all to that presumption? This is what most people think. This is what we're told over and over again. And, of course, Mitt Romney is a conservative, and Barack Obama is a liberal, and we're going to have an election in November. And I would like to suggest, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make a dime's worth of difference, because both political parties are dedicated to big government. Oh, the Republicans have a plan. They're going to cut $1 trillion from our spending over the next 10 years. The trouble is that we're running a $1 to $1.5 trillion deficit every year at the present time, and cutting $1 trillion over 10 years is not going to accomplish anything, but that doesn't seem to bother much of anybody. Both parties are committed to globalism. Both parties are committed to war. Both parties say that torture is really all right. Both parties believe, certainly, in massive government programs and massive government welfare, and the government providing for the individual to the cradle to the grave. Neither party seems to oppose, certainly, the move towards a police state. Neither party seems to oppose torture in the way that Mr. Manning is the homosexual who had released a lot of information to Wikipedia, or at least to WikiLeaks. And basically, I think he's a very heroic individual, and yet he has been tortured for many, many months now in solitary confinement because he had the audacity to release government's secrets, and I'd say he's got a lot more courage than most heterosexuals do. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we'd like to know what you think. Do you think that we'd be better off with Romney so that we could get rid of Obama? Do you think we'd be better off with Obama because we'd know who the enemy was? Do you think it would make any real difference whether we have Obama or certainly Romney in the White House? Because both of them would be controlled by exactly the same people, and it's all a fraud. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. Why are we fighting over in Afghanistan? Why do we have all of our troops over there? Has Romney addressed this issue? What's going to happen? Well, we'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather, far across Good. Don't be late.
No.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Radio Liberty Network. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And how do we really understand what's happening politically in America? How do we really understand American foreign policy? How do we really understand American financial policy when we are over a, well, they will admit to a $16 trillion debt, but according to Paul Williams, who's analyzed this using the general accepted accounting principles, GAAP, which every corporation in America has to use, the real federal deficit is well over $80 trillion, and with a gross domestic product of about $16 trillion, we would have to take every cent that every American makes for 5 years and simply use that to try to pay off our debt, and we'd still, after 5 years, we'd still have a massive overhanging debt, and we have a debt that can never be paid. And this is all intent upon destroying the financial infrastructure of this country. Why would they want to do that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand there is a secret society that runs the world. There are a number of secret societies, but there's one dominant one here in the United States. And, of course, I had the privilege of having the opportunity to go through the files of Professor Carroll Quigley, who had taught at Princeton and Harvard before he went to Georgetown University, where he taught until he died. He was certainly the leading historian of the last century, at least according to Samuel Huntington, who was a professor there at Harvard. I call Professor Quigley the leading historian of the last century. And he really was. He wrote about the secret society that controls the world. And, of course, most other professors would be afraid to do that for fear, of course, of retaliation. And, of course, Professor Quigley did have retaliation. Certainly the first book he wrote on the secret society, he could never find any publisher in America who was willing to publish the book. He finished it in 1949. The book wasn't published until 1981, a number of years after Professor Quigley had died, because, of course, every publisher that he was able to contact was afraid to publish the book entitled The Anglo-American Establishment. In fact, the man who did publish that, and I will not give out his name, because I wanted him to come onto the program and talk about it, and he was quite frankly afraid. He was afraid of the repercussions if he was ever dare reveal that he was the one who published Professor Quigley's book about the secret society that rules the world. And you can only understand the upcoming election with that thought in mind. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And back in, I guess it was 1980, I had the privilege of going to Professor Quigley's papers at Georgetown University before anybody had a chance to get them all shredded. He had only died a couple of years before I got there, and basically all of his papers were thrown into a big cardboard box, a couple of cardboard boxes. And there, of course, I found the things that he had collected as he had traveled certainly to England and gone through the papers at Oxford and at the Cecil Rhodes House there at Oxford, and the writings of the people who were members of the secret society that control both political parties today. Among those items that I found was something called the Confession of Faith. It was written by Cecil Rhodes, probably was the original issue of it, because it was a lot of misspellings, a lot of grammatical mistakes in it. But it was the original text as Cecil Rhodes had written it. We have copies, and we even make it available to our supporters when they call us. But before I go on and tell you what that document said, where Cecil Rhodes talked about forming a secret society to take over control of the world, and he wrote this probably about 1878, by my calculations. We'd like to get your calls, because this is open lines, and I'm not supposed to be doing the talking, you are. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but this is what Cecil Rhodes wrote. And of course, it's typed, so that it's a typed copy, but all full of grammatical mistakes. But this is what he wrote. In the present day, I became a member of the Masonic Order. I see the wealth and the power they possess and the influence they hold, and I think over their ceremonies, and I wonder that a large body of men can devote themselves to what at times appears to be the most ridiculous and absurd rites, without any objective and without any end. The idea gleaming and dancing before one's eyes, like a will-o'-the-wisp, at last frames itself into a plan. Why should we not form a secret society with but one object, the furtherance of the British Empire, for the bringing of the whole uncivilized world under British rule, and for the recovery of the United States, and for the making of the Anglo-Saxon race of one empire? And that was the original plan. Of course, after the First World War, which it created, had ended, and it had pretty well bankrupted England, why they turned the control of this movement over to the United States. And of course, in 1919, at number 10, St. James Square in London, they created something called Chatham House, which was to be the center for the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And at 5080 68th Street, in New York City, they created the Harold Pratt House, which was the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations. And these two organizations, along with, of course, the similar organizations, and every major member of the British Commonwealth, was to create the foundation for this government that was going to rule the world. And ladies and gentlemen, starting back there, really in 1919, although the secret society existed in England before that, but of course, and it existed in the United States. There were front groups for the United States even before 1919. But certainly those organizations then became the invisible government of the United States. Now, they operate through all sorts of fronts at the present time, fronts like the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers. There's certainly no coincidence that between the year 1977 and the year 2008, six of the eight secretaries of state came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Eight of the 10 U.S. trade representatives came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Suddenly, seven of the twelve secretaries of state, nine of the secretaries of defense came from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations, and every president and or vice president during that period came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. And the fact you've never heard of this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think, because they control the media, they control the banks, they control the corporations, they control the leadership of the military, the educational system, many of our churches. Because there are six major corporations that control almost all of the media, they largely control what the American people think. Well, let's get started with our calls. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Frank calling from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Frank, how are things doing in Cheyenne?
Well, greetings from the blacksmith shop, Doc. Everything is going fine here. Genesis 21's on the march, but we're starting to get some local resistance to it. I was at a county commissioner's meeting last night where they approved 322 miles of bike paths without knowing how much it would cost or how it was going to be paid for or when it was going to be done. Now, you'd like to sign a contract like that, wouldn't you?
Well, basically, of course, did you have a chance to explain to them this is part of a much larger scheme down the line to change the entire structure of our society and get the American people out of their cars? That's what it's really all about, as you well know. Did you let them understand that this is a worldwide plan, a subversive plan to alter the structure of our society and to destroy the middle class and to impoverish our people?
Well, that was... I gave a presentation in front of the county commission, and my final questions were if they understood that the Metropolitan Planning Organization, the so-called Plan Cheyenne, Uniform Development Code tied into the United Nations Agenda 21 and Sustainable Development. I suggested they get informed before they made a decision, and when they were informed, they'd toss the whole thing in the trash can. But, of course, the deal was done in the back room before the meeting, and I was one of about five or six, that spoke against it. But, of course, it was a done deal. The schmoozers were there. Oh, it wouldn't cost much money, and there were federal grants. No, they wouldn't trample private property rights. No, not so much. And there was nothing to see here, and we should move on. Besides, it's all for the children, and the safest place for bicyclists is San Francisco, so we shouldn't be concerned with this at all. And I spoke, and several other people spoke as well against this, but we have a unique opportunity. I'm in Laramie County, Wyoming. We're expanding the commission from 3 members to 5, and one of them is not running for re-election. So we have candidates up that will take back this county commission. And there are 3 of us that are well aware of what Agenda 21 is.
Well, just to try to get the people out there, and of course I will be there speaking on the 15th of September there in Denver. If you get some people down from Wyoming, I know it's a long way to come. Oh, but of course you can always call our 800 number and get the details on it. But the most important thing is, of course, to get some of the material that Michael Shaw has out. We've got an excellent DVD, Michael Shaw, at our last conference. And you're welcome to copy any of these things and get them out. People have to understand this is a subversive plan. A subversive plan to change the structure of our society and centralize all power with government. Frank, anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
What's the date you'll be in Denver?
I'll be there on the 15th of September. I'll be talking. I guess it's a Saturday evening I'll be there. And it's a conference all day long on Saturday, on the 15th of September.
And Michael Shaw, does he have DVDs out?
We have, yes. In fact, we carry an excellent DVD of Michael, the talk he gave at our last conference. And if you get one, you have our permission to copy of it and make as many copies as you can and get people to watch them.
Oh, very good. I've exchanged copies of DVDs with your caller, Jerry, from Washington State.
Right.
And we're working together. There's a group of us that have distributed 20,000 in the last 7 years.
Well, basically, we have a great 4-tape set on Agenda 21. We have actually we have a book on this written by one of our friends. It's specifically on sustainable development. It's called By Stealth and Deception. And, of course, it ties into the smart meters. We have a book on that, and we have 4-tape sets. We've got all sorts of information. Just go up on our website at RadioLiberty.com, and you're welcome to copy any of the things that we have, okay?
And I'd like to suggest to your listeners that they go up to libertystorch.us and read our local newspaper here. My last column was on the Metropolitan Planning Organization and the Plan Cheyenne and the tie-in with Agenda 21.
Are the people up there waking up at all? Do they begin to understand this is a subversive movement?
They are, Doc, and I've been keyed into this for 20 years, and been told I was absolutely nuts up until the last 2 years, and all of a sudden people realizing that, no, Frank's not nuts.
Yeah, well, now they're afraid you're not nuts. Well, you can get them to listen to our early morning program there at 8 o'clock out of Johnstown, and I know does get at least into part of Cheyenne.
Yeah. Hey,
we're going to have to let you go, but I appreciate so much your calling.
Take care now.
God bless. Thanks so much. Well, that was Chris Frank calling from Cheyenne, Wyoming, and let's go to Eric, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Eric. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question, Dr. Stan, and the question is, given that I do know most of the things that you're talking about, and a lot of your listeners do, as a Christian, what should our response be, and what should we be doing about it?
Well, I think we should be praying as if it's up to God and working as if it's up to us. I think we should be doing everything we can to expose this. Why? Well, first of all, because I believe as people begin to understand what this is about, they're going to be looking for a logical explanation, because most of what's going on today doesn't make sense. And basically then, as they begin to understand not only the political and cultural and ideological aspect of this, but that there's a spiritual force behind it, and then hopefully coming to realize there's a spiritual component, they'll begin to explore the Bible, and hopefully they'll come to know the Lord. That is one thing that we can accomplish. But I believe we're here for a purpose. I believe we have to be involved in what's going on, and we're to do our best. In the final analysis, God's going to make the decision. But he is actually, down throughout history, altered his plan, as he did, of course, with Jonah. Actually, he was all set to destroy, certainly, the Assyrians because of their corruption. But when they humbled themselves and put on their sackcloth and ashes, why, he held off the destruction of Assyria for some 60 years. Would he do that now? I have no idea. But I feel that we have a moral obligation to take a stand. And hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Lines, and so our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Telephone number here in the Central Coast of California is 831-464-8295. 831-464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday, so we'd love to hear from you. We have Eric calling from Santa Cruz asking, as a Christian, what we should do. And I simply suggested we should pray as if it's up to God and work as if it's up to us, because I think we are to be involved. And certainly as we try to expose what is going on, hopefully we will, through our actions and through our demeanor, begin to attract people to Christianity, and at least hopefully some of them will come to have a personal relationship with the Lord. And that is the most important thing we can do. But I will tell you that if the people of this country do not certainly turn back to God, if there's not a great revival, we're going to lose America. And God will bring his judgment on this country, and rightfully so. Oh, Eric, what are your thoughts?
Well, that seems to be probably the most biblically based answer I've ever heard to that question, and I can really appreciate that, and I really believe that, yes, it is in the Lord's hand, but all throughout history, he's always called people for a specific time and a specific place to do his will and to accomplish his goals, so it brings joy to my heart, and I'm thrilled to hear you, and you've been doing this for so long, and I appreciate all of your hard work and effort that's gone into that. I think in some ways you kind of summed up the reason for what you're doing. All the hours and all the people. And
We put an awful lot of time into this, and my wife does as well, but we do because we feel God wants us to do this, and he's opened up the doors. I mean, how many people do you know in Santa Cruz who have a worldwide ministry? And I don't know very many of them. And I believe I don't take the credit for it. I think God opened the doors. He wants us to do what we're doing, and we'll do it as long as he keeps the doors open.
Well, Lord bless and keep you and continue to guide and direct you, and thank you for taking my call.
You're more than welcome. God bless. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and let's go to Tim, who's calling us from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
Hi. Great, Dr. Stan. Well, I wanted to mention the Budget Control Act of 2011. It was passed in August, which raised our national debt $1.2 $1 trillion. It should be called the Budget Out of Control Act. But some of the people in your area, in California, oh, for example, Michael Thompson from the 1st District, he voted aye on, putting us another $1.2 trillion in HAC. Then you have Walter Herger from the 2nd District in California. He voted aye. And now let's see if we got another. Well, we know Nancy Pelosi, she voted in favor of raising our debt. And might as well mention one more person here, John Garamendi, California, the 10th District. These people need to be, I can't think of the word right now. They need to be answerable to doing this. I don't understand why we can do this without any type of criminal charges here.
But the major thing we have to do, we have to get people educated to understand what's going on. We have to get the constituents in those voting districts to vote against those people and get rid of them and make sure, of course, you have an honest vote because, of course, sometimes they'll rig the votes here. But basically, until people understand there's a problem, I mean, a lot of people think, well, gee, you know, isn't it wonderful all this money the government has and how they're providing for us? And I mean, we've got this wonderful health care system. We've got these wonderful retirement benefits. We've got food stamps. We've got over 120 or 130 welfare programs. Isn't that great? And nobody ever asks, where's the money coming from? What happens when, of course, America goes bankrupt and certainly all of these programs simply end? And, of course, what happens when God turns his back on this country and, of course, the whole structure of society collapses, and I fear this is going to happen. But nothing is going to change until we educate the people, and that's why I do what I do, and I hope that you're working as hard there in Illinois as we're working here in California and the other areas where our programs are heard to get people thinking. How are things coming there in Illinois? Is there any organized effort to educate the public?
Not at all, I would say. I'm sure there is somewhat, Dr. Stan, but you're right. We have to vote these people out. It's pretty much that simple.
Well, Tim, what you can do to help is try to get people to listen to our programs. You're at RadioLiberties.com. Pretty easy to remember, RadioLiberty.com. They can get us on the Internet 24 hours a day. And in the areas where we have a lot of radio stations, why, we really have changed the outlook of a lot of the people and the voting habits. Hang on, we'll be back in a moment.
Come on, baby, what do you say? Grab a cab for the airport tonight and get some one-way tickets on a southbound flight. We'll wake up on the beast.
Well, that's not my favorite song, but go right ahead. Tim, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Yeah, another couple on the medical issue here. Dr. Stan, I'd like to recommend an author. His name is Clint Werner, and his book is called Marijuana, Gateway to Health. Now, the subtitle is How Cannabis Protects Us from Cancer and Alzheimer's. And some of the latest information, for example, you have Dr. Gary Wink, Ohio University. He states that the best agent to protect the brain from Alzheimer's is THC. And then you have the Scripps Institute. They're the number one institute doing research on Alzheimer's. Their comment is nothing as effective as THC, but they don't want to recommend it because it's illegal, marijuana. But another something here recently been discovered, Dr. Stan, that our bodies have cannabinoid receptors. They've discovered all parts, our organs, our lungs, our livers, and somehow it relates to the marijuana here, which is basically a natural plant given here by God. But somehow they mentioned all types of diseases, leukemia, people with glaucoma, they have a halo in their vision, but I guess smoking marijuana relieves that halo, makes that halo disappear. So there's just so many cures that we've discovered here, according to Clint, Werner in his book, Marijuana, Gateway to Health. possibly. Are you familiar with any type of studies like that?
I have heard something of that sort, and I will tell you, Tim, I will have to look into it. I haven't looked into it in a number of years, but when I did look into it, there was some validity in what you're saying. However, certainly I'm not going to advocate people smoke marijuana, but I am very much against the laws that outlaw it. I've seen the horrible effect it's had on the minds of some people. And I think, as it is with many things, some people can smoke marijuana and not have any deleterious effects. Other people, it just destroys the function of their mind. So each of us reacts differently to the product.
Well, I say for medical purposes only, if anything.
Right, and there may very well be. You may very well be. I'm just going to have to look into it.
Thank you, sir.
God bless. Thanks very much. And, of course, that was Tim calling from... that was Tim calling from Illinois. Let's go to Michael, who's calling us from, of all places, Michigan. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
We're over here in the Mitten, Doc. We'll pass on that marijuana. They can have all that they want. I don't think that's going to cure us.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have right now, it's Open Line Wednesday. We have Michael calling from Michigan. We've got Tony calling from Michigan. We have a couple of lines open, so if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. It's open lines, and so go ahead, Michael. Michael from Michigan. What part of Michigan are you from, Michael, again?
Rochester Hill.
Okay, very good. Well, how far is that from Detroit? Is that over by Lansing?
It's far enough away where we're safe, but it's about, I think, 50 miles or
okay,
so.
Okay, are you hearing us? Are you hearing us then on the station out of Flint?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, that station goes. That's a powerful station you got there. I think that goes all the way down to Florida and hits all kinds of stations. But there's a couple things. I heard that they're talking about paying troops that are not at working or whatever, they're out of a war to fight, to $50,000 to go over to Israel. And I heard that, and then also heard that the UN is they've been training troops over here in Texas and Florida and stuff, and that they're when this election goes on, either or, if Obama wins or if he loses, that they're going to be enacting these troops to do I don't know what, but I heard Texas is down in Lubbock is talking about they're not going to stand for it, and they're going to stand up, and they're going to try to stop the UN from doing anything.
All right,
there,
first of all, Michael, there is a lot of phony information being put out to scare you to death. 50 years ago, I remember hearing the reports about the Chinese troops who were in Mexico ready to invade America. I think 500,000 Chinese troops hidden down in Mexico, they're ready to invade America 50 years ago. They put out all of these stories to frighten you to death, and they do. Now, I do not know, and I would be very, very surprised if they were going to be paying American soldiers fantastic amounts of money to go over to Israel. Certainly, I don't know what's going to happen over there. I hope very much that there's not going to be any American intervention over there, but I do not believe that they're going to be paying our troops $50,000 or something like that to go over to fight in Israel. Basically, Israel has an army of its own, an army that they can depend on, made up of Jewish patriots. So I think that this certainly is a lot of disinformation somebody's feeding you. I would check out their background, because I would worry that they are intentionally giving you false information. Okay?
Okay. They're not going to go into Israel. They're going to pay them to go to Iran.
They're going to pay them to go to war in Iran?
Yeah, $50,000.
That sounds even more bizarre. Now, Patriot, yeah, of course, we're not going to send troops into Iran. Basically, if there's a war with Iran, it will be a missile war. It will be an air war, but it's not. We're not going to send a large numbers of troops into Iran. They may have a few special forces people over there. We may be funding some of the terrorist organizations working over there, but I can't imagine we're going to send any number of American servicemen over there. So I would really seriously question the validity of that report.
Okay. Would you say this, Dr. Stan, but, you know, with everything what we've seen here in the last few years, there's definitely something going on that we don't know what's going on, and they're up to stuff, and they're not telling us what it is. And why can't they tell us when we're paying for it?
Because it's a secret, because basically the real purpose of America, of American foreign policy, is to bring about a world government. And they're using the financial and military power of America to install dictators throughout the world who will go along with this idea of a United States of the world, or one world dictatorship. This is what it's really all about. And certainly what's going on over in Iran, there may be a war there, something I can't tell you. I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't one. I do not know that it'll involve Israel attacking Iran, and I really believe that we have our agents working at the highest level of the Iranian government, just as we had people who were certainly working within the German government during World War II, who were very closely working with people like Alan Dulles, who was stationed in Switzerland at that time. And I'm talking about people like Heinrich Himmler, who was incidentally allowed to escape to South America after the Second World War, along with Martin Bormann, along with Dr. Mengele, and probably along with Adolf Hitler. But these are things most people have never even been allowed to even look into. I would suggest the book Grey Wolf. That's Grey Wolf. It's being circulated with applause and accolades all throughout the world, and not even mentioned here in America. That's Grey Wolf, written by two British authors who actually went to South America and actually interviewed some of the people who either knew or knew people who had taken care of the people who had taken care of Adolf Hitler before he died in 1962. Anything else, Michael?
Well, I think when they had Hitler back there, they should have stood up against him. I guess they voted him in, but I think what we need to do is have a revolt and quit paying taxes, and we need to band together as a people, and we can't expect no government or trust nobody or whatever. We better get this together ourselves. We ain't no way gonna, we can't trust none of these people.
Michael, the first thing we have to do is educate the American people. That's what we do, and you can help us by getting people to listen to our programs, okay?
Yeah, I do that every day, Dr. Stan. I'm calling all over the United States.
You keep it up. We need more and more people listening, and hopefully they'll listen. They'll start out thinking we're crazy, and before long they'll be afraid we're not. Okay.
Well, they're getting on your website, so I'm giving them your website, radioliberty.com, and, you know, it really opens their eyes when they go there. So.
Okay, God bless, and thanks very much for calling. Okay, fine. Well, we've got Tony calling from Michigan, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but there's no way we can revolt against the power that they have in Washington, D.C., and it would be foolish even to talk about it. But the thing that they fear is not armed groups of radicals. Here in America, what they're really concerned about is the American people, number one, understanding what's going on, and number two, turning back to God. This is a spiritual battle. They realize, of course, that they would have a difficult time enslaving a dedicated and Christian population. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and why people who openly profess their Christian belief come under such tremendous pressure and attack by the media, which is under control of the Brotherhood of Darkness that hates Jesus Christ our Lord. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and let's go to Tony, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Stan. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Good to hear from you. Haven't heard from you for some time. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm calling about, you said the right thing about God, what God is doing, people turning back to God. I'm reading the book of Jeremiah, the prophet, the weeping prophet, and God is talking to him constantly about Judah and Jerusalem and what he's going to do. And I love it because God is communicating with him, talking about the false prophets that are in Judah and that are in Jerusalem, okay? And people should read that. God is not sitting up in heaven since just doing nothing.
You're absolutely right. And the thing is that, you know, a lot of what's going on today is sort of like deja vu all over again. There were false prophets in those days. There are false prophets and leaders today. I mean, certainly there was a lot of effort to dissuade the people who believed in God at that time. And the same process is going on today. They've infiltrated our churches. They've changed the music and the message of our church. And you go to a lot of Christian churches, you wouldn't recognize the message. But go ahead, Tony. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call.
People,
go ahead, Tony.
People don't dress for church. They wear dungarees. They wear anything. They don't even, you know. But one other thing before you hang up. The Harbinger. You heard about that book?
Well, I actually haven't read it. I've heard a lot of people talk about it.
Oh, man, that book is, I'm getting the book. By Rabbi Jonathan Cohen. It is something else. I've been watching him on the Benahan show every day. He comes on every day for the last week, and that is really something. He talks about 9/11, a ground zero, and Isaiah 9:10, the same prediction back then, and how our two senators, Senator Daschle and Senator John Edwards, how they are. Isaiah 9, and how the things they said, they both lost their jobs. They sure did. Daschle was a renowned senator, and he got, you know what I mean? So the book's a harbinger. Could you get him on your show?
Well, I can certainly give it a try, Tony, and I will take your suggestion. I will see if I can track him down.
I would love to hear you to do that.
Okay.
And you have a blessed day, and your wife.
God bless you. Thanks so much,
Tony.
Okay, fine. Well, because our lines are open, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, you agree or disagree, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. But basically, there's a lot of information being put out today to confuse the American people. And this is all being done very intentionally. It is totally coordinated. And simply, many times you'll find out suddenly that, sometimes 60 Minutes will have a program on. And there'll be something very, very true and straightforward and righteous on that program. And then, of course, they'll go ahead and they'll do a rebroadcast of it 6 months later. And the really significant point that was made in the first version has been intentionally removed. And I can remember this one issue. They were talking about, I think, the sex education in our schools. And they were actually interviewing a gentleman who was in the Bush administration, and he was coming from a Christian point of view. And he was talking about the methods that we have in our schools today, and supposedly, of course, we're supposed to be promoting morality and family values and integrity among our children. But he said, you know, the recurrent theme in our schools is, well, you shouldn't have sex outside of marriage, but if you're going to have sex outside of marriage, be sure to use a condom. And he said, you know, that is exactly like it would be saying to your children, well, you shouldn't drive and drink. But if you're going to drive and drink, why be sure to wear a seatbelt? He said it's just as absurd to tell our kids they shouldn't have sex outside of marriage, but if you're going to have sex, use a condom. And, of course, it was overall the program was quite interesting. But I noticed that 6 months later, when they rebroadcast that, they deleted that one phrase from it. In fact, I even bought the text for the, at that time, of course, people were actually, you could buy the text of the program. So I bought it just to be absolutely certain that my memory was correct. It wasn't playing games with me. And sure enough, that's what they'd done. They'd simply deleted that point about, you know, well, of course, if you shouldn't drive and drink, but if you're going to drive and drink, be sure to use a seatbelt. If you told that to a parent, they'd say, you're crazy. And yet that's what they're teaching our kids in our schools today. And we wonder why so many are so confused today. Of course, one reason they're confused is because we're poisoning them with all sorts of aspartame and certainly the things that are in our food. The Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi is poisoning us. It's addictive. That's why they put the aspartame in. It destroys the mind, and it's very addictive. Once you get hooked on it, it's very hard to quit drinking the Diet Coke and Diet Soda and Diet Pepsi. And nobody's telling the American people that it actually produces pathological obesity. All these fat people drinking it, we think they're drinking it because they want to get skinny. No, it's what's making them fat. And basically, of course, it's Sania's against pregnancy, it limits the fertility of women and lowers the sperm count in men. They know all of these things. They just don't want the average American to know that this aspartame is in something like 14,000 products today and being used to poison our children. Well, let's go to Carl, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. When you're watching television, remember, they're molding your minds and molding your opinions. And if anything important is to be said, they'll censor it out if they have the opportunity. Hi, Carl. How are we doing?
Hey, doing well, Dr. Stan. I agree with you. I wanted to respond to the caller that just previously called in about the book The Harbinger. And I have not read the book personally. My brother and my sister have read it, and I've read a number of reviews on it. Have you heard of the Berean Call, Dr. Stan?
Oh, I know what the Berean Call is. Isn't that David Hunt's?
Yes.
Right, Sydney, and we get that. I know he doesn't think much of the book. I haven't had a chance to read it, so I don't want to comment. I want to be like the identifiable source who declined to be quoted but said off the record he had no comment. I don't know. What's your thought on it, Carl?
Well, I haven't read it either, but I trust the people that have read it that say that there's an awful lot of contrived conclusions based on one verse. And the fact that the guy that this Jonathan Cahn is on shows like Benny Hinn speaks for itself as to the validity of his claims. But I would strongly caution your listeners about that book. It's on the same level as the Da Vinci Code, and we don't have to go read every single one of these books that comes out to know that it's garbage. And so I respect the views of T.A. McMahon and Dave Hunt. They do a great job researching these things, so the rest of us who don't have the time can simply believe what they say. And they've done a very good review of the book, broken it down by chapters, and exposed all the flaws in his reasoning. And there's even a Masonic element within the book. So it actually is not only seems to be filled with errors, but it also seems to be somewhat dangerous in the views that it's purporting. So just caution your listeners, encourage them to go to TheBereanCall.com and read those reviews before they get the book.
Well, I'm not suggesting anybody get the book because I haven't had a chance to look at it, but certainly Dave Hunt does an awful lot of excellent research, and I appreciate so much your calling, Carl, and certainly now I'm really intrigued. Well, actually, we have a copy of the book, and we're going to have to take a look at it and see what it's all about, and you may very well be right. Basically, there's so many things that have come out for the Christian community that are aimed at destroying our belief. Well, it came out, I think, about 2 years ago with a book called The Shack. This was on all of the television programs and all of the Christian radio programs, and it was a terrible anti-Christian book. And yet the average individual had no idea what that was all about, and this may well be true here. I can't comment because I haven't read it, but I appreciate so much, Carl, and I do believe that Dave Hunt is very, very good. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're running out of time, but we do have a couple of people on the line here, so we'll kind of go to them, and if we have time. But Sydney, we will not, Sydney, put on a program unless we've recensed the author, or occasionally I will put on an author I strongly disagree with because I want you to understand the reality of the fact that there really are people out there who worship a different God. And there really is an organized effort today to destroy Christianity. And these people are simply professing to be Christians will certainly come up with all sorts of things to get us to change the structure of our faith. Christianity is under attack today because basically behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces intent upon destroying the very fabric of our society. America was predominantly founded by Christians to be a Christian nation, not that certainly Christianity was to be the only religion here. It's just like we talk about Egypt being a Muslim country, but not everybody there is a Sunni Muslim. Some are Shia Muslims. There are all sorts of different types of Muslims. There are all sorts of different types of Christianity. But basically, of course, America was to be founded on moral principles based upon the Holy Scriptures. There's an organized effort, of course, to destroy that because the people who are organizing and bringing about this one world government have an intense hatred of Christianity because, of course, the whole idea is that our freedoms come from God. They're given to us and we have an inherent right to those rights. And the people who are working behind the scenes do not want that. They want a situation where the government grants us our freedom, and they are the government. Basically, today we have an invisible government that controls both political parties, and slowly, bit by bit, step by step, they're advancing their effort to bring about an authoritarian one-world government. Do you know that it's now perfectly legal for them to install in your cell phone a short software so that they can listen to your conversations even when your cell phone is turned off? They can do the same thing with your regular telephone. They can do the same thing, I'm sure, with your computers. We are moving towards a police state. Look around you. You'll see the cameras everywhere, the video cameras, and they're recording where you move. They can track your movement in your car with a GPS. They can listen to your telephone calls under Project Echelon. Everyone does have a dossier. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. Quite frankly, we do need your help. We're way in the hole, and we need to get out of the hole before the end of the year. So if you're in a position to help, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to advertise something with us, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes of the month or our newsletter or both of them, or if you'd like simply to make a donation, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll give serious consideration to coming to the all-day conference. We're going to be having an all-day conference at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, as we do every year. This year it's going to be on the 21st of October. And if you can make it, we'd love to see you. And, of course, if you want to get rooms at a discount rate, give us a call. And certainly at 1-800-544-8927, we'll certainly give you the telephone number of the hotel where the guests are going to be staying, and certainly where our speakers are going to be staying. And, of course, you can get a reduced rate there through the 20th of September. So remember, the conference is on the 21st of October. We've got a great lineup of speakers, and we hope you can come. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, we have a couple of new books. We have certainly those books by Doug Woodward we've been talking about on our programs, Power Quest 1, Power Quest 2. We have, of course, the DVDs with the Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw, Aspartame by Betty Martini, Geoengineering by Roslyn Peterson, and this is my talk on population control, The Covert Agenda. Certainly we have the Watchers DVDs, and then, of course, that's part the Watchers, part one, part two, part three. And then, of course, we have the great new DVD. We talked about this this last couple of days, last night and again this morning. Behold a Pale Horse. Behold a Pale Horse is put together by a couple who have professional video. They spent their whole life making videos for television. And when they retired, they decided to put together a DVD or a video that would help people to understand what is happening to our nation. And they interviewed people all across America. They put this into a wonderful DVD, and I will tell you that I think everybody in our family had tears in their eyes when we got through watching this, an hour and 40 minutes on Saturday night. And I believe it's Charlie Daniels is the who actually does the narration for this, is the host on it, and he does a great job. But certainly they've interviewed so many of the people that we know and respect, our friends. Not only that, of course, some of the people who passed away. But what a wonderful opportunity to see Joan Vian trying to get people to understand the danger of globalism and this move towards world government and the effort then to crush freedom from all people in the world. And so the DVD is called Behold a Pale Horse. We recommend it strongly. A telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope you'll go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs there, live 4 hours a day, and, of course, archived 24 hours a day. And, of course, then you can read our newsletters. You can watch the DVDs. We have a number of them pasted there. We certainly have a section on occult emblems. And, of course, you see them every day, but you don't recognize them. You're not supposed to recognize them. They're hidden in plain sight. But they're manifestations of these demonic forces, which are not imaginary. They're very real, but they're working at every level of our society. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.